Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for our du'as from the Quran session going on throughout the month of Ramadan. Remember that the du'a series is brought to you by PinyaPill USA. Since 2016, PinyaPill has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water to families across Asia, Middle East, and even here at home. Since then, PinyaPill USA has helped over a million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue this effort with the support of people like you. So go over and check out their hashtag YouAreTheDifference Ramadan campaign and visit the website pausa.org/Qalam. Jazakumullah khair. All right, so brothers and sisters, we're going to be going on to our next dua, inshallah ta'ala. The next dua that we're going to be studying together, inshallah, is one of my favorite duas from Surah Ali Imran. I'm going to try to zoom in here so you guys can see it a little better, inshallah. Okay, the verse of the Quran is Rabbana amanna. Qala Allahu ta'ala ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbana amanna bima anzalta wa tabana ar-rasul faktubana ma'ash shahidin. The reason why I love this dua so much. Let's do the translation. O our Lord, we believe in your revelation and follow the messenger. So count us amongst those who bear witness. The reason why I really like this dua is because it really captures the essence of dua. And what do I mean by the essence of dua? Sometimes we have to understand that not all of dua is just about supplication and supplication, but a lot of dua is also about affirmations as well. So many of the prophetic supplications or duas are actually just statements affirming realities that we want to be in our lives, realities that we want to see the world through. Look at it as a way of affirming something and making something really, really etched in stone upon your heart by repeating it over and over again. And so similarly, this dua is a beautiful dua because it combines, number one, the affirmation, which is Rabbana amanna bima anzalta. O Allah, we believe. We believe, I have iman and whatever you have revealed. What does this mean? Well, of course it means the Quran, right? We believe in the Quran. We believe that the Quran is the speech of Allah that was revealed on the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so that's the first thing. But what about the other revelations? What about all of the other prophets that receive revelation? Some of whom we know about, some of whom we don't know about. Right? And so when we say, Rabbana amanna bima anzalta, we're saying, oh Allah, we believe in the fact that you have communicated through your mercy a divine message to humanity multiple times over to different prophets throughout history. This reminds me of the moment when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back from Isra and Mi'raj. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for that night journey, the next day when he was outside, he saw some of the worst enemies of Islam, and they asked him, "What news do you have for us this morning? What's new, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not one to hold back what he was gifted, what Allah gave him. He was quite frank and quite forward with any new news that he had received, whether it be verses, whether it be the Isra and Mi'raj itself. And so the word started to spread that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this. He's saying that last night he went to Baytul Maqdis in one single night and he came back. Well, they went to different Muslims and they were using this as a means to try to shake up the Muslims. Like, you believe in him, right? Yeah, we believe in him. Well, you do you believe in this statement of his? And when they went to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, I mean, someone who had watched the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for so long, someone who had witnessed his character so up close and personal, he knew the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He knew who he was. He knew him so close and so well that the belief in him was deeply firmly embedded in his heart. But when they went to him, this is interesting. When they went to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and they said to him, "Oh Abu Bakr, do you believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" He said this. The Prophet sallallahu Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, he said something that is really profound. He said, "If he said it, I believe in him. I believe it's true." First of all, he said, if he said it, because he can't trust the word of these people in this situation. Maybe they're, you know, trying to mess with him or something. So he said, if he said it, I believe in it. In fact, and this is the part I want us to focus on. He said, I believe in something far more amazing than what you're claiming. I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals revelation upon the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I believe, Rabbana amanna. Bima anzalta, I believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. And that's the core of a Muslim's life. I mean, you know, I was with some family, non-Muslim family earlier this week. And one of them asked me about Ramadan. And it was quite kind of funny because they actually said the hashtag not even water. You know, I was explaining we don't eat, and then you know, one of my family members, he said, not even water. And me and my wife looked at each other and we started cracking up. And I was like, yeah, not even water. It was kind of like that moment, subhanAllah. It was so ironic. So she was asking me about fasting. Well, why do you fast? And instead of going into all of the health benefits of intermittent fasting and lack of food and the effects on the heart that it has, I went straight to the source. And I said, you know what? The real reason why I do it, because I believe in the Quran. I believe in what Allah has revealed upon Muhammad. I believe it to be true. That's the core. That's the source. That's the main motivation for me to do this action, is that I believe Allah said, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. And I explained it very nicely, but I think it's very important for us to all, at the end of the day, beginning of the day, to think for a moment and say, Rabbana, amanna bima anzalta. We believe in what you have revealed. Like, that's where I begin with. And so that's the beginning of this dua. Let's look further at this dua. Rabbana, amanna bima anzalta. Wattaba'na rasul. Now there we come to the second quality. The second quality is now after belief, and this is what we really got to focus on, is after we have belief, we have to follow that up with the action. You know the saying, walk the walk, talk the talk, but you walk the walk as well. Well, that's what we're talking about here. We're saying, amenna, my heart believes. My heart believes this. And now I'm not just going to leave it as something that's in my heart that I confirm. Now I'm going to actually make amal or action on that. And what is the primary action I'm going to do? That I'm going to make my life follow after the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولِ. We are following after the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. اتباع الرسول is a key aspect of our iman. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. And it's something that we should really, really ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our heart towards and give us the ability to follow the sunnah as much as possible. اتباع الرسول. You know, it's so beautiful to have a way of life that has been approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the verse tells us. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah says, say to the people, O Muhammad, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you truly love Allah, then follow the Rasul. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. And so remember that one of the key aspects of a Muslim's life is wherever we can, to slip in a bit of the sunnah, follow the sunnah wherever you can. And what I mean by that is not to make it something on the tertiary, but rather to make it something that you slide into every aspect of your life. I hope that makes sense for us. What that means is small, here and there, wherever I can small find a sunnah, I'm going to try and make that sunnah part of my life, whether it be how I interact with people. That's something that I think is super important, to study how he interacted with people, whether it's more of his mannerisms, how he sat, how he ate, how he walked, how he talked. All of these things were things that the Sahaba studied. They studied them and then they left the tradition for us. Muslims need to realize we are blessed. We are blessed. Why? Because we have the preserved image and day-to-day habits of our messenger. And that's a great blessing, because other Abrahamic faiths don't have such an up-close and personal snapshot of the prophet, of their prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, all of them, the day-to-day of those prophets. It's been lost over time. So we are blessed because we can say, how did the prophet drink? How did the prophet salam, literally eat? How did the Prophet ﷺ literally walk? And you can try your best to imitate that way and be like that. They say the best type of praise is imitation, something like that, right? It's like imitation, that's the best type of praise. And so with the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is beloved by Allah, وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولِ, we follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a key part of being Muslim. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that ability. So this dua so far, let's take a look at this dua one more time. رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ. O our Lord, we believe in what you have revealed. وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولِ. And we have followed, we are trying, we are following after Rasul. And now is the climatic point of this dua. This is the point where we're asking Allah. We're saying, Allah, we need something from you. We are begging you. Why? Because we're not going to turn to anyone else for our needs. فَاكْتُبَنَا مَأَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. O Allah, write us among the people who bear witness. Write us amongst the people that bear witness. Now, this is very interesting. The act that brings you into the fold of Islam, Shahada, ashhadu. Shahada is very, very interesting, because the final moments of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, towards the final moments of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he was on the final Hajj, it's a very beautiful moment where the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is surrounded by hundreds of thousands of Sahaba, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is feeling closer to his death, feeling closer to the end of his life. He's seeing the fruit of the bounty of Allah and the work that he did to give this message. And he's standing in front of everyone. And he asks a question, هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ? Have I given the message? And everyone says, بَلَى, yes, yes, ya Rasulullah, you have given us the message. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he points to the heavens and he points down and he says, اللَّهُمَّ اشْهَدْ, O Allah, bear witness, be a witness to this. Be a witness to the fact that these people are saying that I gave this message. And so I think one of the things that we are asking Allah is we are asking Allah to make us amongst those who witness khair, who witness that this message was given to the earth. And we are amongst those who witness to Allah being true in this dunya, while there are so many people who deny Allah. They see the sunset, they see the sunrise, they see the bloom of a beautiful flower, but that doesn't lead them to witnessing that this was all by the will and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are saying, oh Allah, make us write down, put it in our books, that we are amongst the people that bear witness that all that is around us is by the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are those who bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all of the messengers, they gave their amana, they fulfilled their duty. And how do we know they did it? Because we're standing here today saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad rasulullah. We are a witness to that reality. Jazakumullah khair, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us all. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.